2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, April 13th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Shaleo. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but boy, it's nippy out there. We got used to those warm temperatures. Right now, 41 degrees.
A crash on Main Street in South Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
It looks like Thursday will be the day Utah's legislature will meet virtually in a special session to address the COVID-19 pandemic. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumus has more.
The first order of business is to take care of the problem caused by moving Utah's tax filing date later in the year. Senate President Stuart Adams joined KSL News Radio's Dave Intujanovic this morning.
All the revenue we thought we'd get actually moves into the next year. That's going to create a little bit of an accounting problem, so we're going to have to deal with that.
After that, Adams says they need to sort out who has authority to issue stay-at-home and quarantine orders, though he says he wants to maintain local control, but with elected rather than appointed officials. The session will be held online rather than bringing legislators to the state capitol. Dan Baumus, KSL News Radio.
The race for Utah governor.
A former Utah governor is now a step closer to becoming Utah's next governor. John Huntsman Jr. tells KSL's inside sources he has turned in enough signatures to make the November ballot. He says the normal process of signature gathering was thrown off by the coronavirus pandemic.
The last couple of weeks, the incoming tens of thousands of signatures from folks who want to make sure that voices are represented as part of the primary process, that our political system is not quarantined like everybody and everything else.
The threshold to make the ballot is 28,000 signatures. Huntsman says even with a chunk of disqualified signatures, his campaign will have about 30,000. Utah's travel declaration system to help stop or at least track the spread of COVID-19 across state lines is up and running, but there are still some glitches being worked out for people who live near the borders. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Reports of entering the state while sitting at home on the couch. That's what some Utahns are saying that live as far away as 50 miles from another state border and haven't crossed the state line in months. Joe Doherty with the Utah Division of Emergency Management says they're busy at work to fix the problems.
What we've done is we have really taken those alert areas and we've made them even smaller and we've tried to move them farther away from some of these populated areas.
He encourages anyone who gets a false alert to contact the department and says as of early today, they've had no new false alerts reported in the St. George area. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced this morning all of the For Strength of Youth conferences scheduled to take place in the U.S. and Canada this year have been postponed until 2021. All registration fees will be refunded before April 30th. Outside of the U.S. and Canada, area presidencies will decide whether the FSY conferences will be held due to the pandemic. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. A sailor stationed on the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier has now died.
A sailor died of complications from the coronavirus after having been placed in intensive care last Thursday. Nearly 600 sailors on the USS Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive for COVID-19. That means 1 in 10 of the ship's crew has tested positive for the virus. Nearly three-quarters of the 4,800 sailors aboard the ship have now been moved into quarantine housing on Guam. Louis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
The federal government is suing some of Utah's top safety officials, accusing the state of fraudulently using grant money. We get more on this story live from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, this lawsuit is in addition to the one filed by a whistleblower in February. That was a private lawsuit, but it did spark the investigation by the Department of Justice. And in the DOJ's federal lawsuit, they say they found state workers for several different agencies signed grant applications for federal money between 2009 and 2011. However, there were certain conditions they had to comply with to get that money, namely, the state could not just replace money that they lost with federal grant money. And now the federal complaint says state agencies involved did that and they all either knew it or they should have known it. The Utah Attorney General's office issued a statement to KSL saying they have cooperated with the investigation and that the accusations of wrongdoing happened before Sean Reyes was elected. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Easter weekend arrived with severe storms in parts of the South. At least 18 people were killed by tornadoes that ripped across seven states.
Mississippi took the hardest punch from the storms. 11 people were killed there, including a sheriff's deputy and his wife. As the twisters moved east, they tore up homes and businesses in Georgia, taking six lives there. The 18th person to die in the Easter weekend swarm of severe storms was in South Carolina.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Coming up on KSL, researchers are hoping to soon get a better idea of how many people are infected with COVID-19 without any symptoms. And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have an accident called out in South Salt Lake, Main Street at 3300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Get daily updates on the coronavirus using KSL News Radio, Utah's numbers in one, and the White House briefing every afternoon. Live updates, online information, daily on KSL News Radio.
Mortgage interest rates have gone down again. So if you're shopping for a mortgage and your rate is above 3%, get a second opinion from Associated Mortgage. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state, with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage now at 3%. 3%! Associated Mortgage also has refinancing programs to lower your monthly payment, drop monthly mortgage insurance, and get cash out of your equity. With over 100 years of combined mortgage lending experience, Associated Mortgage can get you the best mortgage for your needs with the lowest interest rate and payment without PMI. Call them now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage for a free, no-obligation mortgage analysis today. 801-943-1999. 3.25% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed-rate loan, $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Let's talk about home essentials. I'm not referring to toilet paper and hand sanitizer. It's how to keep things working when you need them most. If you have stuff on the fridge, get it fixed now. Air flowing past the coil in your air conditioner keeps it from freezing up. If your filters are dirty and plugged, your filter might as well be a board because air can't pass through it, which causes coils to freeze up like blocks of ice, usually when it's the hottest. When you need AC the most, and when at Whipple Service Champions, we're slammed. Easy peasy, call Whipple Service Champions now for a $44 deep dive comprehensive AC tune-up. If you've got stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, indoor air quality, and drain cleaning. Everything's on sale. Be prepared. For everyone's safety, with an abundance of caution, we have implemented strict policies and procedures to remain at your service. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution.
And thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. The coronavirus call-in show proving to be so popular. So many of your questions that we're going to give it 10 extra minutes from now on. That show starting at 12:20. And Jeff Kaplan is the host. And Jeff, who do you have coming up on the show today?
Dr. Marissa Henn is the director of community health at Intermountain Healthcare. We've yet to talk at great length on this show about mental health. Here's a mental health expert, and we can go into the various anxieties, stresses, and loneliness, and how to cope. Heather Barnum from the State Task Force is on hot standby in the studio for any other questions you have. So call now, because it's first come, first serve, at 801-575-8255. 801-575-TALK for the coronavirus call-in in less than 10 minutes.
All right.
Maria?
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. And again, call 801-575-8255. Increased testing should help us get a better understanding of how quickly the coronavirus has been spreading across the country. ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, says we're starting to get a better idea of how many people without symptoms may be out there infecting others without even knowing it.
We've talked about the fact that so far the CDC had estimated that one in four people who are in fact infected with COVID-19 show no symptoms at all. Recent data just out of Iceland, who's be able to test a lot more people because they have a much smaller country and they've been much more aggressive with testing everyone, not just people with symptoms, they're finding that 50% of people who are infected with COVID-19 show no symptoms at all. So that is part of why it it's so difficult to contain this virus.
So why does the virus impact people so differently? Dr. Ashton says because the virus is new, we really don't know.
We have to remember this virus is just about 4 months old. So literally we're learning things about the way it behaves and the way it transmits and causes disease every day. But one of the theories is that it has to do with how much of the actual viral particles or the viral load someone gets exposed to. That may be one part of it. Your immune reaction to the virus may be another. Another part, where the virus actually lodges. We know it attaches to cells in the respiratory tract, but exactly where may have something to do with it. And again, I think in terms of the symptoms, it's important for people to understand when we say about 80% of cases are mild, that doesn't mean pleasant.
Dr. Ashton says it's still too early to tell how immune people are to the virus once they've already had it. She says people will have some immunity, but how much and how long it lasts will need to be studied. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together is sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Monday and everybody back to work who is essential working, but a lot of people still staying at home and sheltering. And that's why we have very light traffic on all the valley freeways. We had an earlier accident southbound I-15, right about 90th south, but it's out of traffic on the shoulder. It's not going to cause you any problem. We still have the cleanup of a crash at Main Street and 33rd South in South Salt Lake. And now a new accident called out in Sandy by the City Hall at Centennial Parkway. That's going to be about 100th South. It's just to the east side of I-15, but not a lot of traffic in that area. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast. A quick check with Grant Wayman.
Ooh, chilly temperatures this morning. Mixed sun and clouds, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we're only up to 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And again, the coronavirus Q&A call-in coming your way at 12:20 this afternoon. So stay with us for more on that right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Well, spring is here, and now's the perfect time to get started on a healthy, green, weed-free lawn. Before you do anything else, call Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Stewart's lawn experts know exactly what needs to be done, and they'll do it all, so you don't have to. Dandelions, weak turf, and lawn grubs are no match for Stewart's. Keep your lawn looking healthy and green this entire spring, summer, and even in the fall. Make that call to Stewart's. You and your family can get out into the yard and start loving your beautiful lawn instead of working on it. With Stewart's, a green lawn is guaranteed. If you see weeds or something doesn't look right, call or text Stewart's. They'll be there before you know it. Enjoy the simple things right under your feet with the people you love. Beautiful lawn and weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. Call or visit stewartslawn.com, sign up for service this season, and get one treatment free.
Green lawn, weeds gone.
Abracadabra, it's me again. Can you feel the magic in the air? Because it's tomato time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.25 each. That's half price, and they're huge and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, why not pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $4.98 a cubic foot bag. So make some garden magic. Come to the tomato sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
If you see news, you can contact us on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The federal government is joining a whistleblower suing the state of Utah. The feds are accusing several state agencies of lying to get grant money between 2009 and 2011. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, it looks like Utah's lawmakers will hold a virtual special session on Thursday. They will be discussing the tax revenue shift since taxes can now be filed later. Plus, they will discuss who has the authority to issue stay-at-home and quarantine orders. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive is sponsored by Mountain America's Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
A delay-free drive on your Salt Lake County freeways, including I-15, where we had an earlier accident, southbound I-15 in Sandy at 90th South. It was completely out of traffic, and now it's all cleared. We're back to a crash-free commute on the freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, but cool temperatures, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
42 degrees downtown, a lot of sunshine. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The stay-at-home measures and social distancing working to bend the curve in more states around the country, and especially in New York, the epicenter of the nation's outbreak. Cases and deaths beginning to drop, but not quickly enough.
This is Aaron Katursky in New York, where coronavirus has crossed a grim milestone. The virus has now killed more than 10,000 people. Another 671 patients died on Easter Sunday, which Governor Andrew Cuomo called especially tragic. Overall, though, Cuomo said it appeared the worst is over. He warned things could take a turn for the worse if people stop abiding by the restrictions that have become part of daily life.
If we do something stupid, you will see those numbers go right back up tomorrow.
Governor Cuomo, along with New Jersey and Connecticut governors, say they will unveil a plan for reopening the New York region in the future. Other states also crafting plans, including Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He says cases are dropping there, too, including in the hotspot city of Houston. He says reopening will be a combination of factors.
This is not going to be a rush the gates. Everybody is able to suddenly reopen all at once. We have to understand that we must reopen in a way in which we are able to stimulate the economy while at the very same time ensuring that we contain the spread of COVID-19.
The majority of America's workforce using remote computers, smartphones, laptops to correspond. That includes the military and federal agencies. Dana Deasy is the DOD's chief information officer and part of the task force created with cybersecurity risks.
We recognize that a lot of data is being created. It's going on to an unclassified environment. I wouldn't say that we've concluded right now that we will, quote, destroy. We are looking at options on how do we take this data and preserve it and or port it into other collaboration environments going forward.
Pentagon says there's also an increase in email phishing campaigns and hacking attempts. You're listening to ABC News.
And we do have breaking news on KSL News Radio. We've just learned Bernie Sanders has endorsed Joe Biden for president. The announcement was made with both appearing on live stream on social media. More on this story throughout the afternoon here on KSL News Radio. Animal shelters across the country are adjusting to a new normal because of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce talked with the Utah Humane Society and has more in this in-depth report.
Deanne Shepherd with the Utah Humane Society says they've taken a financial hit.
The one thing that we have been impacted the most by is having to end any non-essential surgical procedures to save the personal protective equipment. And we actually donated a lot of that PPE to the hospitals to use to treat human patients, of course.
Though hospitals appreciate the extra gear, with less money coming in, the shelters had to let people go. It's also been tough for people who want to adopt.
Our facility was designed to be a destination where people could come down, visit with the animals, spend time with them. And now we've had to, through social social distancing turn people away.
But there are some silver linings. The shelter's expanded its foster program.
And in a foster home, they get to be loved on and cared for, and it's just a much better place for them to be temporarily while they wait for adoption.
And speaking of adoptions,
so there's still a good interest in adopting animals. We just have fewer to choose from. When we would have dogs put up on our website for adoption in the past, they may be adopted on average within 4 days. Now that we have fewer to choose from, we're finding that dogs are being adopted on average 2 days.
Shepherd says you could also help by donating to the Humane Society or buying pet food for foster families. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
Looking good on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays, including I-15 either direction between Utah Lake and Willard Bay. Just the cleanup of one small accident, 33rd South at Main Street in South Salt Lake. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Chilly temperatures this morning, partly cloudy skies. We reach about 48 for the high. Tomorrow, sunshine at 52, and then more clouds on Wednesday with some scattered rain and even some snow showers in the morning. Highs Wednesday up to 56. A lot of clouds on Thursday. We're up to 54. Then it warms up Friday, sunshine back up to 60, and much warmer for the weekend. Partly cloudy back up to 66 on Saturday, 68 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.